A warning. The story you're about to hear on Jailbreak may distress some listeners. If something upsets you and you're in custody, a mental health professional is waiting on your centre's mental health hotline. For listeners outside, call Lifeline 13 11 14.
My name's Johnny. I'm 32 years old, English Vietnamese, currently in John Moroney Correctional Centre. I trained in classical piano privately for 7 years. I'm currently in jail for proceeds of crime and drug supply. I was arrested with money on me and I couldn't prove where the money came from. And drug supply. I was caught with some heroin and ice. This is my sixth time in custody. Beethoven was the first song that I listened to when I was young. It was soothing, calm, and it was the catalyst of hoping to be a classical pianist. I was going to go to a performing arts school. I didn't end up going. I went to circumstances that happened when I was younger. Yeah, everything went down from there. Yes, you are listening to Jailbreak, hearing all this piano music. I'm your host, Johnny, coming right to your cell wherever you are in the system. So bang on those walls. Tell your mates to tune in to Jailbreak on Sydney's 2SER 107.3 FM, Sunday nights at 9:30 PM. Johnny here, and I've been in and out of jail for the last 10 years. We're in the programs room, John Moroney. So you can hear boys vacuuming, and officers on the PA system calling out inmates' names. Coming up, we've got music from Beethoven, Pachelbel and Tupac. Welcome to the program. Jailbreak's keeping you company wherever you are in the system. Hoping your time's going quickly for you and your mob. Music impacts people in different ways. I think the most important is it keeps you happy and sane. All we hear is, you know, officers, PA systems. From angry or upset or sad, when I'm stressed, anything that's annoying me, you know, I'll just go play the piano and, you know, everything goes away. I just listen to or play piano to, you know, help with my emotions. So I think it's like a drug to me too. Takes you away, you know, puts you in a different place, you know, outside of jail.
Sirs, a warning. Some stories and lyrics on Jailbreak may offend and may be unsuitable for young audiences.
Stories as well that you will hear be disturbing and triggering for some people. So make sure you reach out if you're inside or outside. Go talk to someone you know and you trust.
If something upsets you, make sure you talk to someone about it.
From Archerfield, Berkshire House, inmate from Berkshire.
Being in jail this time, I just felt the end of my world and I just didn't want to live anymore. You know, there was nothing to live for. I've lost all hope. I just thought I hit my rock bottom. I spent too much money using in the main jail. I just thought that's the end, you know, so I tried to hang myself. I remember passing out and then waking up. I had this big mark on my neck, and then the next day I got the psychologist called me to have a chat with him, and he saw the mark, so I got put into a RIT cell for 2 weeks. A RIT cell is the risk intervention cell, so I was put in a white gown for observation and so I don't self-harm again. If that's how you're feeling now, take a minute and take some deep breaths. Understand, you know, your surroundings and ask for help. If you ever feel like anything like I was feeling, problems to deal with addiction inside jail and outside, a lot of people you can reach out to. I used to think it was weak to speak and ask for help. I never thought that I could. It's not weak to speak. Raise the issue with someone, one of your mates, your celly, a wing officer, a sapo, anyone. Just reach out and ask for help. It's not easy to deal with things on your own inside custody. Like, to this day, I still think to myself, the rope snapped for a reason. I'm your host, Johnny, a Vietnamese man, and I am a pianist here at John Moroney Correctional Center. Bang on those walls. Tell your mates to tune in to Jailbreak here, USER 107.3 FM, Sunday nights at 9:30 PM. Johnny here, keeping you company. Wherever you are in the system, you're listening to Jailbreak. The ASP program, Alternate Sanctions Program, basically saved me, saved my life. It's a program where it helps inmates address their drug issues outside or in custody. I've been in there ever since for the last 6 months. It's the best thing. Like, well, I've got a new lease on life. All the help. I feel healthy now. I'm clean. I've put on 30 kilos since I've been in there. And now that I've found out that it's not hard to ask for help, you know, because there's a lot of help in jail. In custody, there's programs. I've been attending NA meetings, learning about yourself. There's SAPOs. Help that I never thought that I could get. My name's Johnny. I'm 32 years old, English Vietnamese, currently in John Moroney Correctional Centre, keeping you company wherever you are in the system on Sydney's 2SER 107.3 FM, Sunday nights at 9:30 PM. My parents came over after the Vietnamese War. In the Vietnamese culture, if you're using drugs, they'll disown you straight away. They just thought, if you're on drugs, you're the worst, you know? Part of Vietnamese culture, so when they think about heroin use, they think that I inject drugs, I use a needle, but I just smoke it. I'm the youngest of 12. My brothers and sisters, they're successful, they got good jobs. My parents came over from a boat from Malaysia. Pirates were robbing the boat, and then my brother fell overboard. So my aunties jumped overboard to save him. So I lost my auntie. My mum brought over 7 brothers and sisters on a boat by herself.
Listeners, a warning. Stories on Jailbreak may be unsuitable for young audiences.
And more sensitive listeners.
If something upsets you, make sure you talk to someone about it.
When I was younger, when I was 10 years old, my house got broken into. My sister at the time was 14 years old. 3 guys broke into my house and tied my auntie up. They took my sister in the room and raped her and then killed her. Being a kid, didn't feel like there was anyone around to help me. I felt abandoned, no love, helpless, didn't know how to deal with it, didn't know how to grieve. My parents were alcoholics and gamblers. After what happened to my sister, I blamed my parents. They weren't there. Ever since then, I've been using drugs since I was at the age of 10, trying to mask my emotions. The trauma of that happened all those years ago, I think my drug addiction came from that. I left home when I was 12 years old to sell drugs on the street. So I had to fend for myself. I just ran amok, so I just turned to the streets and drugs. I just didn't care about no one. I had nothing to do with my family for a while. Selling drugs and using drugs. Going to juvenile centres. After that, I was never clean outside. I didn't know how to deal with all the emotions and stuff being clean. Verlise, Beethoven, the first song that I listened to when I was young, was the catalyst of hoping to be a classical pianist. So I'm going to play for you now Verlise from Beethoven. This is Jailbreak, 2SER 107.3 FM. piece, Beethoven. And the reason you're hearing that is because that was the first song that I listened to when I was young. And it was the catalyst of hoping to be a classical pianist. Johnny, with you for the next hour. Yes, you are listening to Jailbreak. I'm your host, Johnny, English Vietnamese, currently in John Moroney Correctional Center. Coming right to your cell wherever you are in the system. Broadcasting, streaming on SUSER 107.3 FM.
Why don't you put your hand up for some radio? Jailbreak visits just about any centre. Ask your SAPO or welfare to contact Jailbreak. Address at the end of the program.
For the last 22 years, I've just been using drugs. I wouldn't be able to live without it. Doing stupid things outside, never asking for help. I ended up in South Australia, Adelaide, selling drugs. I got incarcerated up there for 2.5 years for a malicious wounding charge and supply again. I didn't have contact with my family until after that lagging. Came back to Sydney and established a connection with my family again. I was working, you know, had a good job, but in all honesty, I was never happy at all, you know, with myself or where I was at in my life. Got back into drugs again. Like, I lived to use, but then in the end, I had to use to live. Canon in D by Pasha Bell. I played this song at my sister's wedding. I was 17, yeah. Made me emotional and happy seeing all the smiles on everybody's faces. It's for my sister Linda. She lives in England right now. And here it is, Canon in D by Pasha Bell. Thank you. Posher Bill. Yes, you are listening to Jailbreak. I'm your host, Johnny, a Vietnamese man, and I am a pianist here at John Moroney Correctional Centre, 2SER 107.3 FM. And I've been in and out of jail for the last 10 years.
I'm Gail. I'm a Gumbangi and a Wiradjuri woman. I remember working, packing these headphones, the radio coming on, and it was Jailbreak. So it might have been a repeat, I don't know. It was through Koori Radio that I heard about Jailbreak. I never thought I'd ever be on Jailbreak. Being on radio feels really surreal. Connecting with people through the airwaves of being on the radio sounds pretty cool, pretty exciting. I definitely felt the nerves, but I'm not feeling them at all now. Why don't you put your hand up for some radio? All you women out there, when you get out or inside, share your experience and share a message of hope. It's really empowering for me to be given the privilege to do this. Share my message, and even if you're shy, don't be ashamed, just get on to Jailbreak. Put your hand up for some radio. Jailbreak visits just about any centre. Ask your SAPO or welfare to contact Jailbreak. Address at the end of the program. Don't go away. Back after some messages.
Jailbreak brings you the voices, music and stories from the inside, keeping you company and helping get you through your time. If you want to know how to download Jailbreak, we'll be giving out address details later in the program coming up. I'm your host, Johnny, a Vietnamese man, and I am a pianist here at John Moroney Correctional Centre, coming right to your cell wherever you are in the system. With you for the next half hour, podcasting, broadcasting, streaming on the Kidneys 2SER 107.3 FM.
Hey, what's up, Radio Land? This is Balamau Power all the way from the Torres Straits. Don't go away. We're coming back after some messages.
We're the last connection.
And you're listening to Jailbreak.
Stay Hep C free. Yeah.
Hey, cuz. First time in jail?
Yeah, cuz. Where are you from?
Malabuga, mate.
True. Where that?
Near Grafton. Bundjalung tribe. Where are you from?
Me? Up north, Queensland way.
Cuz, you know where to score? Because I heard Johnny drank or snorting here.
No, hey, but look at this book here from the clinic about Hep C.
Yeah, I like that sweep about the clinic, eh? Cuz, where this clinic?
Yeah, I know where it is. I was listening to your fellow Jaranen. Hep C is a blood-borne virus that affects your liver. You can get it if someone has Hep C and their blood gets into your bloodstream. If you're worried, see the nurses for a blood test.
Thanks, cuz.
Hey, Hep C there. Don't share them dirty feet. Clean him. You're worth it. I have been locked up, now away from my family and my community. Stay strong and proud. Don't share a dirty fit.
Hey, you mob, listen up. We need you to look after yourselves on the inside.
Strong, healthy families are built around strong, healthy men. Keep it clean.
So stay safe. Getting a clean fit is worth the wait, because you're worth it.
I'm 33-year-old male. I found out I had the hepatitis C when I was 16 years old while I was in juvenile detention. Back then there wasn't much known about it like there is today. I didn't get too sick, only off colour sometimes and feeling worn out. I wasn't told much about it, so I didn't care about it at all until today. Now I'm back in custody. I've been tested again. I'm getting older and I need to take care of myself, so I'm taking care of my family. My advice to anyone out there who does have the hepatitis C virus is take it serious, do yourself a favour and look into it.
For more information on Hep C, families can contact the New South Wales Hep C helpline on 9332 1599, that's for Sydney callers, or 1800 803 990 for other New South Wales callers.
There's also the prison's Hep C helpline for inmates. There is treatment for hepatitis C and you can ask your doctor or the Hep C helpline about it.
Aren't you on the Hep C treatment, cuz?
Yeah, a few weeks already. Nah, sweet. And they say it's working for me. A few more weeks off the pills and I'm sweet. They say a good chance of the cure.
Can I still have it with my depression?
Yeah. Put your form into the nurse today.
My name's Johnny. Hep C is passed on through sharing injecting equipment. Passed on through blood to blood. Fincol can be used to clean injecting, tattooing and body piercing equipment. All prisons in New South Wales provide Fincol, the yellow liquid. FinCol from the dispenser is activated, already mixed with water and ready to use. FinCol works for 8 hours once it has been poured from the dispenser. FinCol does not work undiluted, straight. If you're looking for information on hepatitis, there's an info line off the prison phones. It's a free call from prison. Be blood aware, don't bloody share.
If you're not sure how to clean a fit, check out the picture posters in your jail or the reception diary that shows you what to do, or ask a nurse at the clinic. It's a confidential service. In New South Wales jails, the bleach has been replaced with a yellow liquid called FinCol. It's important to flush all the FinCol out of the fit using cold water. Only ever use cold water to clean injecting equipment, as hot water clots the blood.
Johnny, with you here at John Moroney Correctional Centre. Coming right to your cell wherever you are in the system. For the next half hour, podcasting, broadcasting, streaming on Sydney's 2SER 107.3 FM, Sunday nights at 9:30 PM. So you can hear boys vacuuming and officers on the PA system calling out inmates' names because we're in the programs room, John Moroney. Drugs, they made me feel alive. This little bubble that I felt safe and secure away from the whole world, and I didn't care what was happening around me, what was, you know, revolving around me, my family. This is the first time I've been into rehab. The experience was life-changing. It's never too late to change. You know, everyone can change. You just got to admit that you have a problem. It's done a lot for me, learning about myself. I never thought that being in this position I am now was possible. I just thought I'm going to be buried 7 feet under the ground, you know, by the time I'm 35. I didn't think that I had a problem at all. Like, it wasn't affecting nobody. I didn't think the kind of toll it had on my family, my friends, people that cared for me. There is a lot of people that care about you and think about you all the time. I think one of the main things that I've learned to do is to love myself. You got to love yourself before you can love others. I just thought I was worthless, a waste of space, you know? Yeah, waste of life. All this help that I've been receiving and all the support that I've got is unimaginable. It's made life worth living. It's changed a lot of my thinking and core beliefs. I've learned to think before I do things. I've learned to ask for help. Yeah, I've learned to smile. I never used to smile. I never used to smile or laugh at people's jokes. I can see the funny side of everything now. I can laugh with people, have a conversation with people. Whereas before, I just shut up. I wouldn't say one word. Being drug-free and clean, my body feels the best. It feels I can eat, sleep when I want. I feel healthy. I've got a clear state of mind. I can make right decisions. Rubs off on other people as well. When I was hanging out for drugs, especially Butte, all you do is just chase drugs in the yard, doing the same routine every day, waking up, looking for it. If you don't get it, rob people or rip people off, getting your family to put money into accounts. All for yourself, just for a fix. That fix is only short term. And then after an hour, then you're at it again. All you're doing is being selfish and looking after yourself, but at the same time, it's affecting others around you, especially your family. You know, they just think, oh no, he's using drugs again, you know, back to his old ways. Whereas now, when I speak to them, you know, they ask, how are you doing? And I can honestly say to them, I'm doing good, I'm healthy, I'm eating properly. Things that a parent wants to hear. It makes me feel good, it makes me feel alive and happy that my family is acknowledging something I'm doing. Waking up in the morning, I enjoy waking up now in the morning, making my bed, brushing my teeth, washing my face, doing all the simple things. I'm getting out in 2 weeks. I'm getting bail to a rehab for 9 months. Knowing that you've got support out there, being out there by yourself, that's the best thing for you. I'm gonna go back and probably live with my family. I need all the support I can get. Gonna go to counselling, attend the counselling NA meetings, which I found very helpful and therapeutic. People that actually understand how it is to be an addict and how life is for an addict, know how to deal with what you're going through. NA, it's an addict helping an addict. I found it very helpful for me and I've been able to open up. It's going to be hard knowing how easy it is to pick up drugs. I'm a mobile phone mechanic outside, so I'm going to go back to my business, do more studies, probably business management admin, IT technician. Jailbreak brings you the voices, music and stories from the inside, keeping you company and helping get you through your time. Jailbreak's produced at Sydney's 2SER 107.3 FM Broadway on Aboriginal lands of the traditional owners, the Gadigal tribe, who walked these lands for 60,000 years. Jailbreak pays respect to elders past and present and emerging. It's been a privilege having your company. I'm Johnny. Write to us. Tell me what you think of Jailbreak.
Write to Jailbreak here of 2SER PO Box 123 Broadway 2007. Families or staff, email Jailbreak at 2SER.com. Make sure you check out Jailbreak's Facebook page, search for Jailbreak Radio. Jailbreak's produced by Kate Pinnick and is one of the many great projects of the community restorative centre supporting post-release prisoners and families into New South Wales.
Tune in again, Jailbreak, Sydney's 2SER 107.3 FM, Sunday nights at 9:30 PM. Until then, take care.
If something upsets you, you're on Jailbreak and you're in custody, a mental health professional is waiting on your centre's mental health hotline. For listeners outside, call Lifeline 13 11 14.